Hello, this is Reading with Roxanne, and we are recording from Bookstore One at 117 South Pineapple Street, or Avenue, Avenue in Sarasota, Florida. And today, Andrea Ginsky and I are going to talk about funny books that we've read.
Right.
Humorous books. We got the idea from a New York Times post.
Yeah, they just had the 22 funniest books published since Catch 22. So yeah. If you get the New York Times, you can see what they are.
And so. I don't think any of my books were on there, but that's fine. I like to be unique.
That's true.
So I'll start with one that hasn't come out yet, but it's coming out May 21st, and I think it's going to be big. It's called Hope This Finds You Well. And it's by a woman named Natalie Soon. It's her first novel. It is super impressive. The writing is really good. And I'm going to kind of go with categories as sarcastic comedy. So she's an office worker, or at least her character is. It's first person narration. And she gets caught doing something kind of mean. But she's been picked on at this office for a long time. And so you sort of feel for her. And so she gets involved with HR, and HR puts some kind of a block on her computer, but what ends up happening is the HR guy messed up, and he actually put this thing on her computer, so now she sees everyone's emails.
Oh, lucky her.
And she tries to go to him and go, sorry, buddy, and he goes, oh, stop, you'll get over it.
You're making me
laugh already. So it's hilarious, but yet it's also going to be moving, I think, because there's a subplot where the woman, the narrator, lives alone, and she has this little girl who's sort of neglected by her mom who lives in the same apartment complex. So I'm really just enthralled with this book. I'm probably like halfway through, but it's really, really good. And anyone who knows office politics, you're going to love it because there's always people that are trying to one-up each other. And so I really like it. I hope this finds you well, and it's coming out May 21st.
Okay, so I went through the New York Times list, and I'd only read two books on the list. And I think I've talked about them enough. One is My Year of Rest and Relaxation, which I just talked about last week. And the other is Heartburn by Nora Ephron, which I just read, but I think I've talked about it too. But I have to tell you, that is one of the funniest books I've ever read. And when it says, like, read Heartburn, read this if you like, and then it lists some other authors. So one of those authors is Lori Colwin, who I also read one of her books, and I really like her too. It's called, I've read two of her books. One is A Big Storm Knocked It Over, which is a novel, and the other is Home Cooking, which is kind of an essay, memoir, cookbook. But A Big Storm Knocked It Over, when I read it, I said it had me laughing out loud. So I just found it to be one of those kind of stories where you go, you know, like the people are interesting, they're funny. The main character's name is Jane Louise, and she's just a bundle of nerves, but she's smart. She works for a publisher. And then there's her husband, who's kind of depressed, and her friends, who are an interesting, they're a multiracial couple. And this was written, you know, in the 80s, so I think it was eight. It was her last novel. So, but like I said, it was a complicated happiness love story for anyone who tends to overthink things. A comic novel about trying to find your place in the world. So, if you liked Heartburn, you might like Lori Colwin, and I found that was true for me.
Okay, good. That'll be good because sometimes people come in and ask
they
her,
do.
Nora. Yeah. Okay, good. My next one's Big Swiss by Jen Began. And it's sort of a broad comedy, but, you know, I just realized it has a lot to do with the first one I mentioned, in that it's a little about eavesdropping in a way. The character plays a sex therapist transcriptionist, which is a hoot. And as she's typing the notes, the audio notes, she, like, makes comments out loud about the different situations. And that's hilarious in itself. And then it's set in Hudson, New York, and it's an amalgam of different socioeconomic folks. You've got the bohemian artists, and they have really wealthy people, and it's just a mix of just kind of nutty people. And so when she's in town, she's often looking around and wondering if this person was one of the people that were in the sex therapist's office. And it's a really cute book, and it's just kind of a fun, light read. She also wrote Vacuum in the Dark, which I read, which was also very funny, and you can tell that her writing is getting better with each book, which I think is
good.
Great.
Yeah. So my next one was a tiny little novel. It was almost a novella called The English Understand Wool by Helen DeWitt. Now, one of Helen DeWitt's books was on the list, but this one is pretty new, and somebody in a review for the Times Literary Supplement said it was Helen DeWitt's best and funniest book so far. And it's an odd little book about this young woman who is raised by a woman who may or may not be her mother. And her, that woman disappears, and then she's writing a story about her life. And she's been raised to have very cultured taste. The book is really odd and really funny. I mean, I was laughing out loud. It's hard to describe, you know. Yeah. I said it was odd but oddly satisfying. So somebody said it was a bright jewel of a book to light up an afternoon. And it's part of this New Dimension storybook series. So if you see them, they look like old-fashioned... Oh, yeah. What are they called?
Like those kids,
like old-fashioned golden books.
Golden books, yeah.
Yeah, they're cute, and they're little novellas. But this one was really is funny, and it's called The English Understand. Well, Melanie read it.
Too. Okay, yeah. Right. Great. My next one's called Processed Cheese, and it's by a writer named Stephen Wright. And he's not the Stephen Wright that's the comedian, but this is funny, so it sort of does go hand in hand. Stephen Wright should meet Stephen Wright, but... I'm going to term this human folly type of book because this very, very poor couple, struggling couple, find $1 million in a bag. It might even be more than that. I can't remember the exact dollar amount. And they just go ballistic with the spending because they've just never experienced this before. And the funniest thing is the parody of like product names that Stephen Wright comes up with. And I'll just tell you a couple. So they're watching... The name of this movie is called Eschatology Force 2, Cry Me a River. And it's like, you know, Mission Impossible, Ghost Protocol, these crazy names. And then they're watching it on their brand new 103-inch Hoochie Coochie flat screen TV. So they come up with all these product names that are hilarious. And then she's scarfing down an entire carton of Patent Pending's Royal Muddy Drawer Surprise. Again, like a Ben and Jerry's type. Just the spoofs on titles alone is hilarious, and it's just all about them trying not to get caught with this money that they've taken, and they go to Vegas. It's just really hysterical. Mm-hmm. It's a fun, kind of a couple's book, so I highly recommend Processed Cheese by Stephen Wright.
Okay, so the next one, and probably the last, is This Time Tomorrow by Emma Straub, and... I read this because Emma Straub owns a bookstore in New York. She owns Books Are Magic, which is a cool bookstore in Brooklyn. But it's a lovely and funny story. It has to do with a young woman and her relationship with her father. He's in the hospital, but somehow she travels back and forth in time in different parts of her life. So it's a little bit fantastic. Her father is a screenwriter. I don't know. I just really thought it was a fun and funny novel. So she travels in time, but it's tenure and poignant. And I don't know. When I've talked about this before, there was a little run on time travel novels a couple of years ago. And we didn't know quite why it is, but this was during like Cloud Cuckoo Land, and there was a couple of other ones that came out that had to do. Oh, the Emily Saint, the the last one she wrote. Yeah, anyway,
the Glass Hotel.
Yeah, the Glass Hotel. Okay. Anyway, so I don't know. I really loved it, and I love the relationship of the main character Alice with her dad Leonard. That was very sweet, but the novel itself was funny. All the characters were a lot of funny things going on. There's like a convention of television writers that her dad's at where it's kind of screwy, and okay. She has a girlfriend who's screwy, and it's fun. This Time Tomorrow by Emma Straub.
Okay. And I'll just say one more. It's kind of a classic at this point. White Noise by Don DeLillo. It's dystopian humor, so it's kind of almost like an end of the world type of thing where there's this ominous, toxic spill, and this family of four has to decide what to do. And they're very intelligent and intellectual, and it's all about them trying to flee this. And also, before that spill happens, the father of the family is a college professor, and there's this outrageous satirical debate he has with another colleague, Hitler versus Elvis. And it's just this crazy novel, but it's also a lot of fun. Again, because they're so smart, it's very quick-witted, and I highly recommend White Noise by Don DeLillo.
And I'll mention one more quick.
Sure, right
one on. More, and that's it. So I have Today Will Be Different by Maria Semple, and I read it when I wanted something light, and it said, when I wrote my little comments when I read it, I wrote laugh out loud moments, so I guess that must be it. I read it quite a while ago, but it's about this woman, Eleanor, and she's trying really hard to have a good day. And all kinds of things happen with her kid and her dog and her husband, and I don't know. It was definitely a laugh out loud kind of light novel. So if you're looking for something kind of distracting, Maria Semple wrote that had Bernadette in it. Like,
right.
Yeah, that was also kind of funny.
I don't know. Where's Bernadette?
Something like that. Yeah. So I would recommend Maria Semple, either of her novels, but Today Will Be Different definitely was a laugh out loud romp. It was a romp of a novel.
Okay,
so
that's good.
So hopefully we made everybody
think
about having a funny day.
Yeah. Laughter is important no matter
what. That's right.
All right. Thanks, Andrea.
Thanks, Roxanne.